Welcome to Trojan Preview. This is week two of the high school football season. Along with Atlantic head football coach Tim Duff, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here this afternoon as we take a look back at game one and take a look forward here tonight to game number two. Coach, thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jim. We're excited to get into week two here. Saw some things on the film from week one. Some areas were, little things that we really need to clean up. But at the same token, we thought we saw, a little potential there in the team, and thought they played and hit pretty hard and were physical throughout the game. So some positives too in the loss, but ultimately, it comes down to winning football games. So our focus is to travel up to Carroll Kemper and hopefully get off the bus and be mentally ready and compete for a victory.
Talk a little bit about last week's game. You had a 20-14 loss at home to open up the season against Denison. I know a lot of folks were thrilled with the way Atlantic played, looked good, did a lot of things right, couple of mistakes along the way, but really the mistakes, were they that bad, Coach, considering it's first game? You expect some mistakes first night out.
Yeah, Jim, it's one of those things where if you just looked at the stat sheet going down it, we had 20 first downs to Kemper's 13, and, we outgained them on the ground, 170 yards to 125, and, we had over 200 yards passing and held them to under 150, and, we controlled the line of scrimmage pretty well, controlled the time of possession. Like I said, if you just looked down the stat sheet, you would have thought that Atlantic won by, a couple touchdowns. But unfortunately, the game of football, it does come down to big plays and mistakes, oftentimes. And, we had some mistakes, which, you got to give Denison all the credit in the world. They made the plays when the opportunities were there. But they really only put together one good drive for a touchdown. They scored a touchdown off of a fumble recovery by us. We fumbled the punt return inside our own 30-yard line and then kind of had a blown coverage. And then, in the third quarter, played pretty well still, but they had a jump ball on a third and long situation that they caught and walked into the end zone. So, defensively, saw some good things. We got to clean up our coverage and get a little more aggressive for our defensive backs and attack the ball a little bit. But up front, didn't play too bad. We thought our ends, had a decent game, and they're going to get really tested this week against Kemper. And our interior defense, our interior linemen really have to step up and stay low. We thought we were coming, we were attacking a little high on contact last week. So, defensively saw some things, that were real positive. When we did things right, we had a few plays for loss. When we made mistakes, when somebody didn't do their job, then, football, if you don't do your job, everyone else suffers. So it's the ultimate team game, and everyone has to, be responsible for what they have to get done, and trust that your teammates are going to get their job done. And that's how our defense is set up, and I guess, that's how good football teams win games.
Coach, individually, talk about some of your performers. I know you expected a lot out of your quarterback, Harrison Hoy. Got some split time last year, so he wasn't necessarily a rookie coming in this year. But kind of a new face out there, too. I know Jake Dvorak turned a lot of heads, too, a hard runner.
Yeah, Jake Dvorak was named Offensive Player of the Week. For only a sophomore, really has some kids just have great vision, pretty good foot speed, and has pretty, smooth hips. He's able to change directions on the run and just has some shiftiness and ran the ball real well for us. We were real pleased with the way Jake ran, had 108 yards on only 8 touches. So he had some big plays, and he also had one called back for, over 50. So, had some explosive plays, caught a screen pass for 22-yard gain. So we named Jake Offensive Player of the Game. And on the defensive side, number 74, Paul Hunke on the interior line played, a great game inside. Those defensive linemen aren't necessarily going to be stat stuffers, probably not going to get a lot of tackles or make the big flashy play, but Paul did a great job battling double teams all night and maintaining his gap, and when the ball came to him, made the tackle. And that's what we want from our interior line, is to get penetration, Control your gap and then pursue up and down the line of scrimmage. And you're not going to make every play. And we can't have kids, standing up looking for the ball. If our D linemen are doing that, they're going to get blocked into the linebackers. And then, we're going to give up chunks of yards. So we thought Paul did real good, played a real good game on the inside. So, those were probably the bright spots on both sides. As far as our passing game, we had some receivers make some great plays down the field. Sam Markham caught 86 yards worth of reception and made some nice runs after catches. He caught a couple short passes and turned them into big plays. And Dalton Franken had a nice layout for a catch, caught a nice diving catch, for a deep ball, and also caught some balls that were probably a little high and took a few shots. And, that was – pretty positive sign that we have some receivers that are going to be tough to guard. And Harrison throws a nice, strong ball, on our deep throws, really concentrate and hopefully get a little more touch on our deep throws. Might have had a little too much zip on, some of our deeper balls, but Harrison, kind of concentrated on that this week and hopefully can put a little more air underneath it. We think Dalton and Sam and Bryce Warmont and Cray and, Stewart and those guys have some speed and can catch up to the ball and adjust to the ball better if we put a little more air under it. So hopefully our deep passing game looks a little better this week. And, we thought Harrison stood in the pocket pretty well, even though he got hit quite a few times. And that's something, the offensive line, we talked and, really praised them, thought they ran block pretty well, did a good job getting into their defenders and still want to finish driving our blocks, but we thought we had good initial contact. But pass blocking, we were probably lacking on our pass blocking last Friday, and that's something we worked on this week. Really got to move our feet to pass block. And, Harrison, out of 22 attempts, he got hit 12 times. So that's too many times, for your quarterback to get hit. And we think if we can keep Harrison upright, give him time and get him comfortable, with our threats in the receiving game and Harrison's strong arm, we really think we could, make some plays in the passing game along with the run game. And if we can get those two things going, we think we could have a pretty dynamic offense. But it's the little details and everybody doing their job and doing it right every play for us to have success.
Well, Coach, a few things to correct coming into week two. Everybody has things to correct from week one to week two. That's where you have a lot of your progress during the course of a football season. Nobody needs to have more progress, I guess, than your opponent tonight, Kemper Catholic, a 44-18 loser last week to Crosstown Carroll, but they really couldn't get out of their way at times, their own way. Six turnovers, four interceptions, I think about 120 yards in penalties. They really struggled on opening night. You just don't expect to see that same kind of performance again tonight.
Yeah, not at all, Jim. Kemper, if you sat and watched the tape, they are a talented team, and they, as much as, we've said we've kind of, we had some self-inflicted wounds, Kemper was probably double that, and some of it's, just some, aggressive penalties that I'm sure they're clean up. But, sometimes you get in a game and the ball just doesn't seem to go bounce your way. And, Kemper, out of those four interceptions, three of them were balls that should have been caught, and receiver had possession, nice ball, and it kind of bounces off their hands, flutters up in the air, and there's a Carroll kid just happened to be standing there and makes an interception. So they were well-thrown balls. Three of the four were out of the receiver's hands, and where I'm sure they're working on making sure they value that ball and catch those, and we won't see that ball bouncing around off receiver's hands this week. And, one of the fumbles, their running back made a great move on a defender in the open field. And, it's one of those where, he had the guy broke clear to the ground, juked him out of his shorts, I guess they'd say. And as he moved back, the kid just happened to reach up and just tipped the ball, else he was gone for a touchdown. And just kind of barely caught a tip of the ball after he had, missed an open field tackle, and it bounced to Carroll's way. So the ball did bounce to Carroll High's way. And I'm sure Kemper, it's never as bad as it looks, and it's probably never as good as it looks either. And so we have a lot of respect for this team that we're traveling up to play tonight. Last year, we were in a dogfight for about three quarters, and then number 34, Michael Stroutman, took over the game, and he kind of pounded us into submission. And that's what we're expecting to see again. You know, they're going to come out and, like I said, they're going to clean up their mistakes, clean up their penalties, and, you know, they're going to get physical. And it's going to be a physical battle, and it's going to come down to who's tougher. And, you know, their offensive their offensive game plan is pretty simple. They're going to hand the ball to Stroutman on a power, and they're probably hand him a ball on a counter, and then they're going to run a lot of pitches and tosses and try to get outside. And they run that on first down and second and third and long. It won't matter. They're going to try to run the football, and they're going to put the ball in number 34's hands. He's 200 pounds, nice feet, moves really well, and runs through arm tackles, and one tackler won't bring him down. So if we don't gang tackle 34, we'll pound us. And so it's up to us to come out and see who's more physical. And that's what this game's going to be about. The team that's more physical is going to win the game.
Well, they do have several sophomores out there in the football field each night, including their quarterback. So they're really trying to grow up in a hurry.
Yeah, they're playing some young guys, like I said, around Stroutman and their offensive line. The Whittle kid's a tough kid, up to 240 pounds. I think, last year played probably about 210 and wrestled at 215 and really put on some weight. Looks like good weight, moved real well. And you got a few young kids on the field. So as those kids learn and develop, I know they're going to improve from game to game. And like I said, we know it's going to come down to us doing our job. We're going to have to get 11 white jerseys to the football in order to contain Stroutman. And, and we're going to have to value the football. Last week we put the ball on the ground a few times, and, we were lucky to recover a couple, but we lost one that was really costly. So, the turnover battle is going to play, is probably going to be the determining factor after, if we can get to the ball and be physical. I think it's going to come down to turnovers. So, that's kind of, high school football in a nutshell. You've got to be able to control the football. You have to be physical, and you've got to tackle well. So, hopefully we come out and show that we've really concentrated on the details this week in practice, and that we're physical and we handle a tough road trip up to Carroll.
Are you pretty healthy coming into tonight's game?
Yeah, knock on wood, we're pretty healthy, pretty healthy on injuries. We know it's going to be a hot game tonight. Last week we had some dehydration, cramping issues, so we really preached about nutrition this week and making sure we're hydrated, and it's not the day of the game. It's, you have to get hydrated leading up to the game. It's what you eat and how you take care of yourself the two or three games, days before a game that ultimately really matter. So hopefully the kids have been doing the right things there as far as nutrition and hydration, and we won't have those issues. And we think we have some kids that are learning and stepping up behind some of our starters, and pretty good competition on the practice field. And we hope we have a pretty good game plan tonight. I know defensively, Coach Ross, we're going to be pretty basic and play our gaps and try to be physical and aggressive when we make our reads and keys. And offensively, we'd like to establish a line of scrimmage again. We have, four seniors up front, and if we're going to have any offensive continuity, it's going to come down to our offensive line. So hopefully we can come out, have another fast start, and, mentally be ready to make a tough road trip.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jim.
You bet. That's Tim Duff, head coach of the Atlantic Trojans. Game time 7:30 tonight. We're on the air with a pregame show right after Who's Going to Win. That's on at 6:45 this evening. Hope you join us for all the action, both on the air and on the web. You can listen to the game live at KJAN.com as well. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this week on Trojan Preview.